The next technology to be introduced was fixed speed cameras in 1997.
I've been involved in speed cameras from the very first camera that was installed. Now, the first camera that was installed was in fact a modified red light camera. It was called the Trafifot SR from memory, and it was installed in the Sydney Harbour Tunnel. And we needed a curtain of light. So everyone going through the tunnel at the time would know exactly where the camera was because there was this really bright area. And then there was a real spike in crashes on the Pacific Highway through the Burringbar Ranges. It was a fairly poor length of road for a national highway. It was time to be upgraded, frankly. But we couldn't do it straight away. So we thought, okay, we'll reduce the speed limit. That worked to a degree, but there was still a lot of speeding, so we put in two speed cameras. Now, these were going to be wet film cameras, similar to the modified red light camera, but for a whole lot of reasons, they were to be managed by the RTA, not the police. The camera in the tunnel was still managed by the police. Burringbar Rangers, they said, no, we're going to operate them.
Chris Ford remembers.
There were some internal issues between the two organisations at the time, but we worked our way through those, and once we got on top of that, we began the rollout of the speed camera program. That was digital technology, and that technology has proven to be very, very robust. And to ensure the evidentiary provisions were met, the images are encrypted with an algorithm, which effectively demonstrates to the courts that they haven't been tampered with. So that a lot of work went into ensuring that the technology was A, robust, and B, satisfied all the requirements and concerns that the police and the courts would have in relation to evidentiary provision.
So after those first speed cameras worked out on the Burringbar Range, did you take part in a wider introduction of speed cameras?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We had a really substantial rollout of speed cameras right across the state. We had a program that at that stage had more than 100 cameras in it. The sites were identified in concert with the police, the NRMA, and others for that matter, and the cameras proved to be extremely effective in reducing the crash rates on those sections. Public reaction to the cameras initially was quite hostile. The standing joke at the time was that the last image that the camera on Delai Road took was of a brick. Somebody threw a brick at it. We replaced that camera on about three occasions, so there was some rather unhappy people with that camera. And in fact, I've noticed around the traps in the last couple of years that we've got cameras watching cameras. There's a site on Victoria Road at Ryde with this, and there's another site I saw yesterday, and one this morning, in fact, on McPherson Street in Cremorne, where there's two cameras actually watching the speed camera. So if anyone vandalises the camera, another camera picks up the image.
Dr. Don Castledean is a former head of speed management and licensing at the RTA.
There was a very strict and comprehensive set of rules that we applied to the installation of the cameras. They needed to be in a black spot location, that is, an area of road where there had been quite a number of injury crashes. And allied to that, there are a number of specific measures that we needed to satisfy before the camera would be located there. For example, the existing speed limit on the length of road, the measured speed of the vehicles travelling that length of road, that is the extent to which vehicles were exceeding the speed limit there, the slope of the road, we tried to make sure that the road didn't have a steep gradient on it that might affect vehicle speeds. There were a whole range of different criteria that needed to be satisfied before we would put a camera at a given location.
New South Wales has had a system of fixed digital speed cameras. They're very widely signposted. You'd have to be completely distracted not to know that you were going through a fixed digital speed camera area and not know what the speed limit was at the time. The evaluation of the fixed digital speed camera, I think, derived a something like a 90% reduction in fatal crashes and a 30-something percent reduction in injury crashes. So it's a very effective measure.